ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So tomorrow, being the appearance day of Srimati Radharani, so we will try to speak something about the appearance of Radharani.
因为明天是 Srimati Radharani 吉祥的显现日, 今天我们来讲一下 Radharani 的重要性。
So, just as Krishna has a form which is entirely spiritual, the same way when Srimati Radharani appears, she also has a fully spiritual form.
正如 Krishna 拥有一个全然吉祥的身体，所以当 Srimati Radharani 显现的时候，她也是有一个全然灵性的身体。
So we have to understand that Srimati Radharani is not an ordinary living entity of the material world.
我们一定要明白, Srimati Radharani 并非这个物质世界的普通生物。
But she is a manifestation of the pleasure potency of Lord Krishna.
它是主 Krishna 的快乐能量的展现。
So, when Lord Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, at that time, his appearance was very special.
就 Krishna 5,000年前显现的时候，他的显现是非常独特的。
Usually, when the Lord comes, as described in Bhagavad Gita, his mission in coming is to establish religious principles and to kill the demons, as well as give pleasure to devotees.
正如博迦梵科所说，主 Krishna 的降临，他的使命通常是建立宗教原则，杀死恶魔，并且给奉献者带来快乐。So
the killing of the demons is done by Vishnu, not by Lord Krishna.
那杀恶魔这件事呢，是主 Vishnu 所做的，并不是 Krishna 所做的。
Although it appears that Lord Krishna is killing the demons, actually it's Lord Vishnu who is within the form of Krishna who does the killing.
表面上看呢，好像是主 Krishna 他杀死了恶魔，但实际上是 Krishna 内在 Krishna 形象当中内在的 Vishnu 杀死的。
And Lord Krishna, he comes to give pleasure to his devotees. And he does this by performing his pastimes in Vrindavan.
主Krishna来呢，是为了给他的奉献者带来快乐。他是怎么做的呢？他是通过上演Vrindavan的逍遥时光来做到的。
The pastimes of Vrindavan are the highest type of transcendental loving exchange between the Lord and the living entities.
Vrindavan的逍遥时光是主和生物体之间最高形式的、最高类型的快乐的交流。
And this exchange between the Lord and the devotees, this is what's called spontaneous loving devotion or raga bhakti.
主和奉献者之间的交流，这被称为是自发的奉爱服务 raga bhakti。
Krishna wants people to know, he wants all the conditioned souls to know that he is more attracted by raga bhakti than simply by ordinary devotional service done by following different rules and regulations.
主希望向世人表明他更受 raga bhakti 的吸引，而不是受到相对于受到 普通的奉爱服务的吸引，这是靠通过遵守规范原则而做到的。主更受 raga bhakti 的吸引。
So he wants to give everyone the opportunity to come to this position of spontaneous devotion.
主希望每个人都有这种能够到达自发奉爱服务的机会。
So when Krishna came, we see the time when Krishna came was the same time when Vishnu was to appear.
主 Krishna 降临的时间呢，恰好碰到主 Vishnu 应该显现的时间。
Vishnu, his appearance is regulated that he has to come at a particular time. He has to come to do the work to make sure all the demons are killed, like that.
主威士努的降临呢是有规律的，他是在特定的时间来降临，而且他从事的是特定的工作，比如说像杀死恶魔这类工作。
But Krishna, he comes when he wants to come. He comes usually only once in a day of Brahma.
而主 Krishna 呢，是他希望来降临的时候，他才降临。他通常只在主 Brahma 的一天当中降临一次。
Right, but Vishnu he's coming in every yuga.
而 Vishnu 呢，是每一个 yuga 每一个年代都要降临的。
So, Krishna does not get so much pleasure when he is given a lot of awe and respect and veneration.
当主 Krishna 接受人们的就是敬畏之情、尊敬之情，这并不能给他带来极大的快乐。
When we show that kind of love to Krishna,Seeing Krishna as the Supreme and we're his servants, we're under him, then that doesn't satisfy Krishna. And it can never control Krishna.
当人们展现为至尊主的展现为至尊主的仆人这种爱并不能十分令 Krishna 感到满足，也不能控制住 Krishna。
So Krishna reciprocates according to how we worship him.
根据我们崇拜 Krishna 的方式， Krishna 给予我们相应的回报。
It's up to us how we approach him. If we see him like some big God and we bow down to him, then he will play that part that he's the big God, he's the supreme.
这也取决于我们该如何来回应 Krishna。如果我们顶拜 Krishna, 把 Krishna 当成一个了不起的神，那 Krishna 他也扮演着一个了不起的神的角色。 扮演一个至尊主的角色。
But the nature of Raga Bhakti is to think of Krishna in one of the particular rasas, like think of Krishna as our friend, or think of Krishna as our child, or think of Krishna as our lover.
Krishna 的本质呢，它是在特定的 rasa 当中，作为我们的朋友。作为孩子和作为爱侣的角色。
So when we think of Krishna in these ways, then we will think that we are greater than Krishna. Or at the lowest, we may think, well, Krishna is equal with me, if we're friends. We may think we're equal, or we may think Krishna is under my order, is controlled by me.
那在这种角色之下呢，奉献者他会扮演一个比 Krishna 还要伟大的角色，或者是跟 Krishna 平等的角色，或者是处在奉献者的命令之下，遵从奉献者命令的这个角色。
So Krishna, and he accepts this. He's happy when people worship, do like this with him, when his devotees think of him like that. He takes more pleasure in that kind of love and exchange.
当奉献者就是以这种思维方式来崇拜 Krishna 的时候， Krishna 就接受这样的心态，而且这能给 Krishna 带来更大的快乐。他也接受这样的交流。
So this is the mood of the people of Vrindavan, that they think of Krishna in this way.
这就是Vrindavan的居民的心态，他们是以这样的思维来看待 Krishna 的，看待是。
Just like Mother Yashoda, she sometimes binds Krishna because she wants to protect him.
就像亚修的妈妈，她有时候会把 Krishna 绑起来，是为了保护 Krishna。
She thinks Krishna needs her to protect him.
她认为 Krishna 是需要她的母亲来保护她。
And then when Krishna plays with the cowherd boys, sometimes they will climb on his back and they'll say to Krishna, you're not so big man. I'm just as good as you. I'm equal to you.
Krishna 为了取悦牧牛童们，他就允许牧牛童爬到他的肩上。这些牧牛童会跟 Krishna 说，你有什么了不起的？我们跟你是一样的。
And when Krishna has loving exchanges with the gopis,Sometimes the gopis will get angry at him and they will have some disagreement with him, and this will capture Krishna's mind. Krishna takes, oh, he enjoys this so much.
当 Krishna 跟gopi 们交流的时候呢，有时候这些 gopi 们牧牛姑娘会对 Krishna 生气，而且 gopi 牧牛姑娘她们也跟 Krishna 有这种意见的不合。而这反而能够抓住 Krishna 的心意，让 Krishna 乐在其中。
It's much more pleasing to Krishna than hearing people recite prayers from the scriptures.
比起人们来背诵经典当中的祷文，这种做法更能取悦 Krishna。
So Krishna arranges when he appears in this world, he comes.Along with these devotees, very special devotees, pure devotees, and they come from the spiritual world to perform these pastimes.
Krishna 是跟这些特殊的奉献者，这些纯粹的奉献者，一起从灵性世界降临物质世界来上演逍遥的。
Yoga Maya plays an important part in Krishna's pastimes because Yoga Maya causes people like the gopis to think that Krishna is our lover.
Yoga Maya 就在 Krishna 的逍遥当中扮演重要角色，他就让 Gopi 们就认为 Krishna 是我们的爱人。
But by the influence of Yoga Maya, they become so attractive to each other by their different qualities and their beauty. Their minds are always they're just thinking. The gopis are always just thinking of Krishna, and Krishna is also thinking of the gopis.
由于 Yoga Maya 的影响， Krishna 和 Gopi 们他们彼此之间呢，深深的互相吸引，被彼此的品质、美丽深深的吸引。Gopi 们总是念念不忘 Krishna，Krishna 也念念不忘 Gopi 们。
The love which the gopis have for Krishna is considered the highest, even greater than the love of the cowherd boys or the love of the parents. But the special love, the special attachment which the gopis have for Krishna is greater, the greatest of all.
Gopi 对 Krishna 的爱是最高的，最高的爱。他甚至超过了牧牛童对 Krishna 的爱，超过了父母 Krishna 父母对他的爱，因为 Gopi 们是最依恋 Krishna 的。
They will give up even their religious duties, or they'll give up even moral principles, just to have their loving relationship with Krishna.
Gopi 为了跟 Krishna 有一种爱的关系，他们甚至放弃了宗教职责，放弃了这个道德。
Among Krishna's lovers, there's different kinds of lovers. We have the Krishna's queens in Dwarka, and we have the goddesses of fortune, and we have the gopis in Vrindavan.
Krishna 的爱侣呢，就分为几个类型，一个是 Dwarka 的皇后们，还有幸运女神，以及 Vrindavan 的 Gopi。
So there are two kinds of relationships as lovers. One is within marriage, and one is without marriage.
在爱侣之间的爱侣的关系有两种。一种是婚内的爱侣关系，还有一种是婚姻外的爱侣关系。
So it said that outside of marriage, the pleasure is even greater than within marriage.
据说呢，就是婚外情呢，比婚姻之内的爱侣关系呢更高，更快乐。
Because when the relationship is outside of marriage, there's a greater intensity of attachment to Krishna.
在婚外的这种爱侣关系，对 Krishna 的爱更加强烈，而且对 Krishna 的依附也更加强烈。
So we see that Krishna's relationship with the gopis has this very deep, special attachment.
我们看到 Krishna 跟 Gopi 之间的关系呢是非常深邃的，也他们之间的依附呢是非常深厚的。
And there are different kinds of gopis.There are five different kinds of gopis actually, or sakis. And there, first of all, you have ordinary sakis, and then you have nitya sakis, and you have prema sakis, and priya sakis, and parama prema sakis. Five different levels of sakis or gopis.
有五种类型的 gopi， 或者称为是 sakhi， 一种是普通类型的 sakhi， 还有 nitya sakhi， prema sakhi， priya sakhi， parama prema sakhi， 五种类型。
So parama prema sakhi, that's the eight sakhis who we see, the asta sakhis who are here in Mayapur with Radha Madhava, the eight parama prema.
Parama Prema Sakhi 呢，就是八位Asta Sakhi。我们看到在 Mayapur 的 Radha Madhava 身边的这八位 Sakhi 就属于 Parama Prema Sakhi。
And their mood is to create, sometimes to please Krishna and sometimes to please Radha.And in this way, create different modes, different pastimes for loving exchange between Radha and Krishna.
那这些 Sakhi 他们的工作呢，就是创造这种不同的心态。有的时候他们会取悦 Krishna， 有的时候他们又取悦 Radha。就这样呢，他们就在 Radha Krishna 之间呢。制造不同的逍遥。
This is all of their dealings are simply to give more pleasure to Krishna, and Krishna gets his pleasure through his exchange with Srimati Radharani.
这一切都是为了给 Krishna 带来更多的快乐，更有利于 Radha 和 Krishna 之间的交流。
So there's a very special sweetness there in the dealings between Krishna and his gopis.
就这样，就 Krishna 和 gopi 们之间呢，有一种特别甜美的关系。
And this is the perfection of love. That love increases.We can see the love increases from a servant, and then to become friend, then to become parent, and then to become lover. There's more and more intense love.
爱的程度，爱的强烈程度，它是通过仆人关系晋升到朋友关系，又晋升到父母关系。当爱的程度进一步增加，就上升到爱侣之间的关系。
We should understand this love is very special and it's only found in Vrindavan.
我们要明白的是，这种爱是特殊的爱，只能在温达文才能找到。
Of all the people in Vrindavan who have the greatest love, it's the gopis of Vrindavan.
在温达文所有居民对 Krishna 的爱当中呢， gopi 对 Krishna 的爱是最为强烈的。
And among all the gopis, Srimati Radharani has the greatest love.
而在众多的 gopi 们当中呢， Srimati Radharani 拥有最伟大的爱。
Her love is greater than everyone else's.
Srimati Radharani 的爱超过了所有人。
And it's because of her love that Krishna enjoys this loving relationship so much.
正是由于 Srimati Radharani 的爱， Krishna 才能得到这么多的享受。
Krishna when Krishna plays the flute, his flute playing is very attractive and it attracts even the demigods in heaven.
当 Krishna 吹奏他的笛子的时候，笛音甚至吸引了天堂的半神人们。
But when Krishna hears Radharani speak, it's more attractive to him.
但是当 Krishna 听 Radharani 讲话的时候， Krishna 就深深地被 Radharani 吸引了。
Radharani's love is for Krishna is very pure, and when she sees how Krishna loves her, she becomes more. She takes more pleasure. Her love increases when she sees Krishna loving her. It gives her more pleasure.
Radharani 对 Krishna 的爱是非常纯粹的。当他看到 Krishna 就是爱他的时候，这给他带来更多的快乐。
It's like a competition between Krishna and Radharani. Krishna loves Radharani, and so that Radharani loves Krishna more. When Radharani loves Krishna more, then Krishna loves Radharani even more.So in this way, there's always this competition between them.
Radha Krishna 之间呢，总是有一种竞争。Krishna 爱 Radharani 的时候呢 ，Radharani 对 Krishna 的爱呢就更增加了，更多了。而这样随之呢 ，Krishna 就更爱 Radharani， 就这样呢，他们的爱是彼此互相竞争的。
Although there's competition.Nobody is ever defeated. They are both winners.
但虽然有这种竞争，但是没有一个没有谁是被打败的，他们都是赢家。
Krishna thinks when he sees his sweetness, his reflection in the mirror, then he wants to taste it, but he cannot.
当 Krishna 看到他在镜子时，从镜子上面看到他自己倒影的时候，他就特别想要品尝这种美，但是他却品尝不到。
But then he thinks, if I want to taste it, then the best way I can taste it is by taking the position of Radharani.
他转念又想。如果我想品尝这种美丽的话，我必须要就是采取 Radharani 的地位。
Because Radharani, she can taste the sweetness of Krishna.
Radharani 可以品尝到 Krishna 的甜美。
When Krishna sees the beauty of Radharani, then his mind becomes bewildered.
当 Krishna 看见 Radharani 的美貌的时候，他的心意就受到困惑了，迷惑。
Krishna's beauty is attractive to all men and women, and it attracts even Krishna himself.
Krishna 的美丽吸引了所有的男性和女性，这种美丽甚至把 Krishna 自己也吸引了。
But Krishna is attracted by the beauty of Radharani.
但是 Krishna 却受到 Radharani 美丽的吸引。
When Krishna plays the flute, it attracts people, but Krishna becomes attracted by the sweet words of Radharani.
当 Krishna 吹奏他的笛子的时候，就吸引了所有的人，但是 Krishna 却被 Radharani 甜美的话语深深地吸引了。
People criticize Brahma because Brahma created eyes which blink. So it means they cannot enjoy the beauty of Krishna for very long. And he only gave us two eyes. He should have given us millions of eyes, so then we could really enjoy the beauty of Krishna.
而且主Brahma才给我们创造出两只眼睛, 他应该创造上百万的眼睛, 好让我们享受Krishna的美丽。
So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a nice pastime described.
释迦牟尼佛就描述了一个美丽的逍遥时光。
Krishna called all the gopis to bring to the forest to dance Rasa Lila.
Krishna 召唤了所有的牧牛姑娘到森林里跳大跳 Rasa 之舞。
So it was arranged. Every Krishna expanded himself, so there were two gopis for one Krishna. But Srimati Radharani, she was special. She had one Krishna all to herself. So Krishna expanded himself to accommodate the gopis. Each two gopis in pairs, they had one Krishna with them. But Srimati Radharani, she had Krishna with her on her own.
在这个 Rasa 之舞上面呢，是这样安排的 ：Krishna 扩展他自己。 就跟两位勾皮们一起跳 Rasa 之舞，但是 Krishna 和 Radharani， 他和 Radharani 是 Krishna 自己一个人和 Radharani 跳舞，所以 Krishna 就会这样安排，他跟两个勾皮们在一起跳舞 ，Radharani 是一个。But
to give pleasure to Krishna, it was arranged that Radharani was not satisfied like this. She thought all these other gopis are also having Krishna. I'm just the same as all these other gopis.
但是呢, Radharani 就是对这样的安排不满意。她想所有的其他的勾皮们, 他们也得到了 Krishna, 我跟这些勾皮们的是一样的待遇。
So Radharani exhibited her jealous anger and she left the Rasa dance. She went away.
Radharani 就展示出她的嫉妒的愤怒，她离开了 Rasa 之舞，就走了。So
when she left, then Krishna also left. He went to look for her.
当 Radharani 离开之后呢， Krishna 也离开了 Rasa 之舞去寻找 Radharani。
So all the gopis were worried, where did Krishna go?
所有的牧牛姑娘都焦急万分， Krishna 去哪儿了呢？
So they were looking everywhere for Krishna. And they were happy. They were asking the trees, did you see Lord Krishna?
So gopis 就四处寻找 Krishna. 他们询问这些树木, 你们看见 Krishna 了吗?
They saw some trees were bowing down because they had many fruits. So their branches were bent down. So the gopis said, oh look, these trees are offering obeisances. Krishna must have come this way because the trees are bowing down. So they must have bowed down to Krishna when he came this way. Krishna must have come this way. So they asked the trees, where did he go now? Which way is he?
因为这些树上都结满了累累的硕果，所以树枝们就都弯曲下来。 所以当牧牛姑娘看到这些弯曲的树枝呢，就以为是树枝们见到了 Krishna， 在向 Krishna 顶拜。因此勾品们就询问这些树木，你们知道 Krishna 去哪儿了吗？你们知道 Krishna 是从哪条路走了吗？
The gopis were thinking Krishna has left us because we were proud. We were thinking Krishna was dancing with us. We were thinking Krishna is embracing us. So he has left us because we had become proud.
这些勾品们就认为 Krishna 之所以离开我们是因为我们骄傲了，我们认为Krishna 在和我们大跳 Rasa 之舞， Krishna 在拥抱着我们，因此我们滋生了骄傲的情绪， Krishna 就离开了我们。
Krishna does not like his devotees to become proud, so when they become proud then he will leave them
Krishna 不喜欢他的奉献者骄傲，一旦他的奉献者骄傲，有一丝骄傲的情绪的时候，他的Krishna 就会离开他们。
So the gopis were asking the trees, but the trees did not respond. The trees did not reply. So then they saw the deer, and they thought, oh, this deer maybe knows where Krishna has gone.
但是这些树木都静默地站立着，不回答勾皮的问题。随后勾皮们又看见了鹿儿们，那他们想这些鹿他们可能知道 Krishna 的去向。
And they saw that the deer is always turning his head and looking behind. So they thought, look, The deer is telling us this way. He wants us to follow him. He's looking at us, telling us to follow him. He must know which way Krishna has gone.
鹿儿们呢，他们会经常转动他们头，就是向后看。所以当勾皮们看见鹿儿们，就是这样的头。转向身后的这种姿势的时候，他们就想，哦，这些鹿儿们他们在告诉我们 Krishna 是走这条路了，他这些鹿让我们跟着他们。
Krishna disappearing from the gopis was increasing the ecstasy of the gopis, that they were becoming more absorbed in their love for Krishna
Krishna 的消失反而增加了 Gopi 们的狂喜，他们更加专注于对 Krishna 的爱了。
So we say separation from Krishna is more intense, and it gives greater love for Krishna than being with Krishna.
所以我们说跟 Krishna 的分离更增强了爱，更增加了奉献者想要与 Krishna 在一起的那种强烈的感受。
So the gopis, they were feeling the separation from Krishna, and they were anxiously looking in the forest, asking the trees, asking the different animals, where is Krishna? Which way did he go?
勾皮们他们就感受着内心的强烈的分离之情，并且焦急地四处寻找 Krishna， 他们就询问树木，并且询问这母鹿知不知道 Krishna 去哪里了。
Then they found some footprints and they saw, oh look, this is Lord Krishna's footprints. We can see the marks which are on his feetThe special marks, like the lotus flower and the thunderbolt and the instrument for controlling the elephant.
突然之间，牧牛姑娘们发现了地上 Krishna 的足印，并且这些足印上面还有像莲花、霹雳和感象棒这样的足印记。
Yeah, there are different auspicious markings on the sole of the feet of Lord Krishna. And the gopis could detect that these are Lord Krishna's footprints.
因为在主Krishna他的足底呢，有着各式各样的特殊的掌纹。 所以当牧牛姑娘们，她们看见地上这些足印，上面有这些特殊的掌纹的时候，她们就断定这一定是Krishna的足印。
The different markings all have very special significance. Like the thunderbolt is meant to destroy the mountain of sinful reactions which we have to help us to approach Krishna.
不同的足印呢，它们都有特殊的含义。比如说，霹雳是最能够摧毁所有罪恶活动的反应，帮助我们接近Krishna。
And the instrument for controlling the elephant, that is meant to help us to control the mind, because our mind is like this stubborn elephant.
而赶象棒就是控制大象的这个棒子，是能帮助我们控制心意，因为我们的心意就像这些头脑执拗的大象。So
the gopis identify Krishna's footprints, but then as they followed the footprints, they saw that look. Some other footprints are there walking along with Krishna, and these are the footprints of a woman, a young girl.
牧牛姑娘们，她们认出了Krishna的足印，就是沿着Krishna的足迹呢向前走。突然之间，她们发现，这里还有另外一对足印。 而这一对另外的这个足迹呢，足迹是一个年轻女孩的足迹。So
gopis were thinking, who is this fortunate girl that she's so special that Krishna has taken her away from all of us?
牧牛姑娘们就惊叹，这位女孩是谁呀？ 这位幸运的女孩是哪一位？她这么特别， Krishna， 她把 Krishna 从我们所有人身边都带走了。Krishna
must have seen something very special in this one girl, that he has gone off with her on their own, away from everyone.
Krishna 一定是在这个女孩的身上看见了特殊之处， Krishna 就。 跟他一个人就走了，留下我们所有人在身后。So
they followed the footprints, and then they saw at one point that, look here, you can see that this is only the front part of Krishna's foot is shown on the ground, only the impression of the front part of his foot. It must have been here that he stretched up to pick some flowers from the tree.
在一个地方，他们只看见就Krishna的前脚掌的足迹，他们公牛姑娘们就心想，Krishna一定是在这里垫起了脚尖，为他的身边的这位女朋友在采花呢。And
here Krishna has taken the flowers which he's picked, and he's put them in the hair of the girl who is with him, making a crown for her, making her the queen of the forest.
Krishna 一定是把这些鲜花戴在了他身边这位女孩子的头上，并且用这些鲜花为这位姑娘穿成了一个皇冠。
Then they saw There's only one set of footprints. Only Krishna's footprints are there. And the impressions of the foot are deeper in the ground. Krishna must have picked up the girl. Maybe he's carrying her or she's on his back. But he must have taken her into his arms and he's carrying her.
随后呢，牧牛姑娘们又发现，在地上呢只剩下一对足印了。哦，那就是只剩下一对 Krishna 的足印，并且深深的就印在了泥土当中。牧牛姑娘们就断定，哦， Krishna 一定是把这个女孩抱在了怀里，或者是把女孩背在了背上。
In this way, the gopis were feeling ecstasy.Knowing how Krishna was finding pleasure in one of the gopis.
这样的牧牛姑娘们都陷入了狂喜当中，因为她们就认为呢 ，Krishna 就从这个女孩身上呢找到了快乐。
Now Sukadeva Goswami, who is narrating this pastime to Maharaj Parikshit in the Srimad Bhagavatam.He never mentions the name of this girl.
当时在圣典波迦瓦坛当中呢 ，Sukadeva Goswami 向 Parikshit Maharaj 在讲述这段逍遥时光的时候，从来没有提起这位女孩子的名字。
But the acharyas tell us that the name of this girl is understood from the fact.That she is the most expert in the worship of Krishna.
但是 Acharya 们，他们认为这个牧牛姑娘的名字就是透过这一个事实，即这个牧牛姑娘特别擅长崇拜 Krishna 而得以显示。
All of these pastimes are arranged just simply for the pleasure of Krishna.
所有这些逍遥时光的安排仅仅是为了 Krishna 的快乐而安排的。
So the gopis follow the footprints and then they found this one gopi was actually there, but Krishna was not there.
勾皮们嘛，他们就循着这个足印一直往前走，最后发现哦，只剩下一对女孩子的脚印，而 Krishna 的足印消失了。
Because it happened that Krishna had picked up the Radharani and he was carrying her, and she was Radharani was saying to Krishna.Now you can take me wherever you like. Now you can do whatever you like. And this way, Radharani was showing some pride that I'm with Krishna all on my own. I have Krishna to myself.
然后 Krishna 呢就这样抱着或者是背着 Radharani 前行，然后。Radharani 呢，他就对 Krishna 说：“哦，你想去哪里，你就带着我去哪里。你无论你想做什么，你就做什么。”就是 Radharani 就这样显示出一丝的骄傲。哦，现在我是一个人跟 Krishna 在一起 ，Krishna 只和我在一起。
So then Krishna disappeared.
Krishna 就突然瞬间消失了。
And so the other gopis came and they found that Radharani was there alone without Krishna. And they understood what had happened.
其他 gopi 们走到了这位牧牛姑娘的身边，发现 Radharani 独自一人待在那里，身边没有 Krishna.
So Krishna performs like these pastimes, By disappearing from the gopis, he increases their love for him.
Krishna 呢就上演那这个从牧牛姑娘身边消失的消时光，只是为了增长牧牛姑娘对他的爱。
So of all the gopis, the position of Radharani is very special.
在众多的勾皮们当中， Radharani 的地位是独一无二的。
We said she is the pleasure potency of Lord Krishna, the Ladini Sakti. And she expands herself in many different ways for the pleasure of Krishna.
Radharani 是 Krishna 的快乐能量 Ladini Sakti. 她以种种方式扩展自身为了取悦 Krishna.
All of the gopis and all the goddesses of fortune, they are all expansions of Srimati Radharani.
所有的牧牛姑娘勾皮，所有的幸运女神，全部都是 Radharani 的扩展。
By having all the gopis, then there's greater pleasure for Krishna. He can enjoy more with all the gopis.
这所有的全部的牧牛姑娘们，她们有了这么多牧牛姑娘的数量繁多，只是为了给 Krishna 带来快乐， Krishna 就能更好的享受。
Krishna is the supreme enjoyer.
Krishna 是至高无上的享受者。
So he takes pleasure in these dealings with his devotees.
通过和这些奉献者之间的交流， Krishna 就从中获得极大的享乐。
We have to understand the very special position of Radharani, that from her birth, she has eyes only for Krishna. She doesn't see any other man.
我们要明白 Radharani 的特殊地位。她从一出生的时候，她的两只眼睛就是盲的，目盲的。她的眼睛只是为了看 Krishna， 不看任何其他的男性。
From at the time of her birth, Radharani appears as the child of Maharaj Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, and their home is in Varsana.Maharaj Vrishabhanu is the king of Varsana and he has a palace there. So Srimati Radharani appeared there as their child, but she appeared with her eyes closed.
Radharani 是出生为 Vrishabhanu 王和 Kirti 的妈妈的女儿，她的出生地是 Varsana。维什巴努王是这片地区的国王，他在瓦山那有自己的宫殿。Radharani 就显现在这个地方，成为他们的女儿。
But when Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda came there with baby Krishna, when baby Krishna came in front of Radharani, then immediately Radharani opened her eyes.
当南达玛拉智和亚修的带着他们的婴儿 Krishna 来看望维沙巴努王和 Kirtida 的时候，Radharani 立刻就睁开了眼睛。
So this way, Krishna was the first person she ever saw, and she only has eyes for Krishna. She doesn't have eyes for any other man.
就这样。Radharani 见到的第一个男性，第一个人是 Krishna。Radharani 的眼睛只是为了看 Krishna， 他不是为了看其他任何男性的。
So even Balaram doesn't come when Radha is with Krishna。
当 Radha 和 Krishna 在一起的时候，甚至 Balaram 也不会凑到跟前。
Balaram has his own gopis separate from Krishna.
Balarama 有自己的 gopi 和 Krishna 的 gopi 们不一样。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 我们听不到 Guru 的声音了。
你听到我吗？现在可以吗？
现在可以 ，Guru Dev， 刚才没听到。
对，我们听见在这里，我用我的手机。
好的，现在可以了，可以继续。
Okay. So.In this way, so Radharani also got special blessing from Durvasa Muni that whatever she cooked would be just like nectar.
Radharani 曾经得到了 Durvasa Muni 的祝福，就是无论 Radharani 做什么，都像甘露一样。
Durvasa had come there to Varsana, and Radharani had served him very nicely.So Durvasa gave her that blessing that whatever she cooked would be very delicious.
Durvasa Muni 就去了 Varsana, Radharani 就服侍了 Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni 感到深感满意，便祝福 Radharani， 无论 Radharani 做什么都非常的美味可口。
So even when Krishna, when Mother Yashoda,would have to prepare food for Krishna, she would ask Srimati Radharani to come to cook the food for Krishna.
甚至当亚修的妈妈为 Krishna 准备食物的时候，她也要求 Radharani 来亲手为 Krishna 做饭。
So every day she would cook over the hot fires.Cooking for Krishna. When Krishna is away in the forest with the cows, she would be cooking all day. Krishna will come home at night and Radharani will have a nice meal prepared for him.
就这样 Radharani 就会在热气腾腾的炉子上来做饭。当 Krishna 在森林里放牧母牛一天结束之后，晚上回到家，他就会吃 Radharani 准备这些食物。
But Krishna will enjoy teasing Radharani. Sometimes when she would take in a lot of trouble to prepare some very special dish for Krishna, Krishna will pretend, oh, it's not good, oh, it's not nice. But actually it will be very delicious. But Krishna will just pretend like that, just to disturb, to agitate the mind of Radharani.
Krishna 特别喜欢逗弄 Radharani， Radharani 他辛辛苦苦就不辞劳苦的做了非常好吃的丰盛的大餐，但是 Krishna 就假装这些食物一点也不好吃，也不是那么好，所以 Krishna 就会假装这个模样来让 Krishna Radharani 感到非常的不安。
Srimati Radharani can only think of Krishna in every situation. So even when she hears some bamboo rubbed together, it makes a sound like a bamboo flute, she thinks it's Krishna. But it's only some bamboo rubbing together, it's not Krishna. But she thinks, because it's a flute, it must be Krishna.
Srimati Radharani, 她的心里只装着 Krishna. 当他听到竹林摩擦的时候发出的声响的时候，他就认为这些笛音一定是 Krishna 发出的。
When she sees tamal tree, the tamal tree is a very dark colored tree, almost black
pinkish color. So when she sees the tamal tree, the Krishna, she will embrace the tree, thinking that she's embracing Krishna.
塔玛拉树的树干呢是深色的颜色，几乎就是黑色的。 Radharani 他认为这塔玛拉树，他们误以为塔玛拉树呢是Krishna， 就会拥抱塔玛拉树。
And there is a very special pastime described Srimad Bhagavatam when Uddhava brings a message to Vrindavan from Krishna.
有一个特殊的小时光，就是Uddhava来到Vrindavan替Krishna捎信儿。
So Uddhava was living in Dwarka with Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna wanted to pacify the minds of the gopis. He knew all the people in Vrindavan were missing Krishna very much because Krishna had left Vrindavan and then first he'd gone to Mathura and then he moved to Dwarka. So he knew the people of Vrindavan were feeling separation from him. So he wrote a letter to give to Uddhava and asked Uddhava, go to Vrindavan, take this message.
Krishna 呢就希望能安抚文达文的居民们，因为文达文的当 Krishna 离开文达文，首先他去了 Mathura， 继而他又去了 Dwarka，所以文达文的居民都深深的思念着他，内心感受到巨大的分离之情，所以 Krishna 就为他们写了封信，就托 Uddhava 带去。
So of course, this letter actually was meant, it was a letter directly to the gopis, not just to all the people of Vrindavan, but it was especially meant for the gopis. So Uddhava brought the letter and he read it to them.
这封信呢是直接写给gopi们的。 而不是写给Vrindavan所有全体的居民的，所以Uddhava嘛就在Gopi的面前大声的朗读了这封信。Uddhava
was a very advanced, educated devotee. He was a disciple of Brihaspati, so he was very learned, very educated.
Uddhava 是受过很高的教育的，而且学识渊博，因为他是 Brihaspati 的门生。Some
people think Krishna sent Uddhava there to give education to the gopis.
有些人认为 Krishna 之所以把 Uddhava 派到了文达文， 是为了教导 Uddhava。
But actually, Uddhava got education from the gopis because the gopis, they were so much absorbed in love of Krishna that Uddhava learned from them about how to absorb himself in Krishna.
对不起，刚才就是翻译的不准确，就是人们一边认为 Krishna 派乌德瓦去文达文。 是为了让乌德瓦来教育勾皮们，但实际上呢，反而是勾皮们木牛姑娘给乌德瓦上了很好的一堂课，因为勾皮木牛姑娘都专注在爱 Krishna 身上，所以乌德瓦从这些勾皮们身上学会了怎样专注于对 Krishna 的爱。
So the Srimad Bhagavatam describes that while Uddhava was speaking to the gopis, a bumblebee appeared. A bumblebee appeared and it began to fly around Srimati Radharani.
顺便博夏瓦谈描述说，当乌德瓦在读这封信的时候，飞来一只大黄蜂，就绕着 Radharani。
Srimati Radharani's name is not mentioned there, but it just simply says one gopi. The bumblebee was flying around one gopi.
Srimati Radharani 的名字并未出现在这里，没有提到他的名字。所以在圣林伯加瓦坛就描述说 也提到了，只提到说有一位沟皮，有一只大黄蜂就绕着这位沟皮四身边 在那里飞行。
So the gopi began to speak to the bumblebee, addressing the bumblebee that you're a messenger from Lord Krishna, don't come near me.
这位沟皮就对这只大黄蜂说道，你是主 Krishna 的信使，你不要接近我。
Uddhava was also the messenger from Krishna, and Uddhava was dressed in the garments of Krishna, and he had the garland, the flower garland of Krishna, and the clothing of Krishna, and he also had features like Krishna.
Uddhava 就是 Krishna 的信使，而且 Uddhava 他穿的衣服也是 Krishna 穿过的，佩戴着 Krishna 佩戴过的花环，而且他的面貌，他的面容也跟 Krishna 一模一样。
So when the gopis saw Uddhava, they could immediately understand he's a messenger from Krishna.
所以当 gopi 看见 Uddhava 的时候，立刻就明白 Uddhava 是 Krishna 的信使。
So the gopi was speaking to the bumblebee. The bumblebee was flying around her, and she addressed the bumblebee, telling the bumblebee, don't come near me. I know who you are. You're the unreliable servant of an unreliable master. So don't come near me.
这位沟皮就对这一只大黄蜂环绕着他的大黄蜂说道，我知道你是谁，你是那位靠不住的主人的靠不住的仆人。
So don't come near me. I don't want you to interfere to disturb me in my service, in myactivity.
所以这位沟皮就说，你是那个不可信的主人的不可信赖的仆人，你不要接近我，你不要打扰我的活动。
You're just like a student who comes and takes lessons from the teacherAnd then after you take the lessons from the teacher, you go away and you forget all about the teacher.
你就像那位来到老师身边向老师学习的学生，一旦学成之后，毕业之后，你就一走了之，把老师也忘得一干二净了。
And you come and you take the honey from the flower.And then you leave the flower and go to another flower.
你来从一朵鲜花当中采集了蜂蜜，采集完之后便飞到另外一朵鲜花那里去采集另外一朵鲜花上面的蜂蜜。
I don't want anything to do with you. You stay away from me. Leave me alone.
我不想跟你有任何关系，请不要理睬我。
But then the bumblebee went out of sight. When the bumblebee went out of sight, then the gopi became very emotional and disturbed. That, oh, where have you gone? Maybe you've gone to tell Lord Krishna all the things I've said about him.
突然之间，大黄蜂就消失了。这位沟皮突然之间 就感到非常的激动，他的呼唤道，哦，你要去哪里？你要把我的话告诉 Krishna 吗？
If you tell Krishna what I said, then he'll be very unhappy. You'll feel very sorry that he has spoken so many harsh words. Haribo.
如果你去告诉 Krishna 的话。Krishna 听了这番话会感到非常的不高兴，内心悲伤，他会为我的这些尖刻的话语感到内心很难过的。
But then the bumblebee appeared, and then the gopi became joyful again, that, oh, again, you've come back. Oh, very good. And this way the gopi became very happy to see that the bumblebee had not gone, that the bumblebee is still here.
突然呢，这只大黄蜂又出现了，这位gopi一下子快乐了起来，他看到这只大黄蜂又回来，就说道，哦，你回来真是太好了，你并没有走，你还在这里。
So Uddhava, when he saw the gopi speak like this, in this way to the bumblebee, he could understand how great the ecstasy of love which she had for Lord Krishna.
当这 Uddhava 看到这位gopi, 听到这位gopi的这番话之后呢，他就狂喜了，他就看到这位gopi对 Krishna 的爱， Uddhava 就感到内心非常狂喜。
So, worship Srimati Radharani to get her blessings, because if she will bless us, if she's pleased, if she will accept us, then certainly Krishna will accept us.
所以请大家就在请大家要崇拜 Srimati Radharani, 得到 Srimati Radharani 的祝福，因为如果那都让你祝福我们，并且被我们所取悦，接纳我们 ，Krishna 也便接纳了我们。
So the people of Vrindavan, they all worship Radharani and pray for the blessings of Radharani, because they know that if that blessing is there from Radharani, then certainly.
温达文的居民们全都崇拜 Krishna, 祈求崇拜 Radharani。温达文的全体居民都祈祷 Radharani 的祝福，因为他们知道，如果得到 Radharani 的祝福的话，也会得到 Krishna 的祝福。
So Radharani is like a young girl, and.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Can you hear me?
Your voice just now is broken, Maharaj.
Okay. So I'm saying that if we can, the mood of Srimati Radharani is young girls are very kind, and a good.Relation, if we cultivate the mood of love and devotion to please Radharani, then certainly we will get the mercy of Krishna.
Radharani 的心态是一个年轻女孩子的心态，所以如果我们培养出对 Radharani 的奉爱之情，并且 Radharani 也是非常有着一颗仁善的之心。如果我们得到培养对 Radharani 的奉爱，也一定能得到 Krishna 的仁慈。Hare Krishna Maharaj.
And new question?
好，那接下来我们来回答问题。
我们已经发上问题了，您看到吗？
看到了。
啊，好的。
第一个问题是一组喜宝，顶拜 Guru 和翻译，请问如果将 Krishna 和 Radharani 当作一个整体看，那么应该怎样理解 Lakshmi 呢？它是 Radharani 的扩展还是 Krishna 的扩展呢？为什么他不喜欢和牧牛姑娘一起在 Vrindavan 和 Krishna 一起上演消失光呢？谢谢。
Lakshmi is the expansion of Radharani.
Lakshmi is Radharani's 扩展.
And she tried to get into Krishna's pastimes. She wanted to come to the Rasa Lila.
她努力想进入 Krishna 的消时光，她想参与到 Rasa 之舞当中。
She came to Vrindavan and she did great austerities for a long time.In Vrindavan.
Lakshmi, 她进入 Vrindavan, 在 Vrindavan 从事了长时间的苦行。
And the purpose of her doing austerity, she thought, I want to also take part in Rasa Lila.
Lakshmi 苦行的目标就是我也要参加 Rasa 之舞。
But she didn't get permission. It didn't get approved. Krishna told her, no.You want to come to Rasa Lila, you have to be a gopi. You have to have the mood of the gopis. You're the goddess of fortune. The goddess of fortune cannot be like a gopi. The gopis live in the village. They collect cow dung and make cow dung patties. They live very simple lives. You're the goddess of fortune. You cannot live like a gopi.
但是他没有得到 Krishna 的批准， Krishna 不同意，因为 Lakshmi 没有 Gopi 的心态，她是幸运女神，幸运女神跟 Gopi 不一样，Gopi 们他们都是生活在村子里，他们要收集牛粪，把牛粪拍成牛粪饼，而且他 Gopi 的生活很简朴。
So.People all worship Lakshmi, they like to get the blessings of Lakshmi, that she can give them wealth. But Lakshmi, she went to Vrindavan to get the blessings of the Vrijvasis, so that she could take part in Rasa Lila. But she didn't get them.
世人全都崇拜 Lakshmi, 幸运女神，以获得财富。然而 Lakshmi 却去了 Vrindavan,想获得 Brother Basi 的祝福，参加 Rasa Lila, 但是却没能成功。
So Krishna told her, you have another service, that you will reside on my chest as in a golden line. So Lakshmi is resident on the chest of Lord Vishnu in the form of a golden line.
Krishna 告诉 Lakshmi 女神，你有另外一项服务，你可以居住在我的胸膛，就作为一根金线居住在那里。因此 Lakshmi 幸运女神的服务是 Vishnu 胸膛上的居民。
So Lakshmi, her service is not really there in Vrindavan. Her service is in otherIt's in places like Dwarka.
因此，幸运女神的服务不在 Vrindavan, 幸运女神的服务在 Dwarka.
And in Vaikuntha, in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, not much, not really in Braja.
以及在 Vaikuntha, 灵性世界服务，幸运女神的服务并不是在 Braja 从事的。
She is the consort of Lord Narayan.
她是主 Narayan 的伴侣。
Okay, any other question?
下一个问题， Govinda Nandini. Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru， 想问下，您提到婚外的爱恋之情比婚内还要甜美，这一点是仅限于对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱，对吗？我们物质世界的婚内婚外的爱，是不是完全不能与之相提并论呢？我们婚外的爱，是不是指丈夫内心有一个 Radha， 妻子内心有一个 Krishna？
Can you translate for me?
Hare Krishna, obeisance guru. I would like to know, you mentioned that the love outside marriage is more sweet, is sweeter than love inside marriage. Is this point only limited to pure love for Krishna? And this is the first question.
Okay, so I didn't use the word sweet, but I said it's more intense. There's more intensity of love when the relationship is outside of marriage.
不是说，我并没有我并没有用甜美这个词，我说的是强烈。当婚外的爱恋比婚内的爱恋就更加强烈。
And yes, it's only in Vrindavan, in the spirit in Goloka Vrindavan, where this is true.
而且这种爱仅限于 Goloka Vrindavan.
That's where there's pure love between Krishna and his devotees.
在那里，就是 Krishna 和他的奉献者之间，全部都是纯粹的爱。
Material world, there's not really pure love.
在物质世界找不到纯粹的爱。
But there's the perverted reflection of love as it is in the spiritual world.
物质世界的爱是灵性世界爱的扭曲的反应反射。
Pure love is described by Srimati Radharani, and these words are in the Shikshastikam, come from the mouth of Lord Chaitanya.
纯粹的爱被 Srimati Radharani 所描述，这是在主 Chaitanya 通过主 Chaitanya 的口吟诵出的 Shikshastaka 八训规。
In the last verse of the Shikshastikam, it's speaking of Radharani. Lord Chaitanya was in the mood of Radharani, and he says, if my being unhappy makes you happy,That is my happiness.
这是在 Shikshastaka 的最后一个诗节描述的就是 Radharani 的爱，他是这样讲的：倘若我的不快乐使你感到快乐，那就是我最大的快乐。
No, I don't think.We find women in the material world will say like that to their husband.
我不认为在物质世界哪位妇女能够对丈夫说出这种话。
Will the woman say to her husband, "My dear husband, if my being unhappy makes you happy, this is my happiness."
在物质世界，你听到过哪位妇女对她的丈夫说：“我亲爱的夫君，如果我的不快乐使你感到快乐，那就是我最大的幸福。”听到过这样的话吗
？Usually, what we hear from the wife is, "You should make me happy."
我们常常听到妻子对丈夫说：“你应该使我感到快乐、开心。”
Okay, what's the rest of her question? Second part?
The next part is that in the material world, the love inside and outside marriage cannot be compared with the love for Krishna.
Yes, you're right.
是的，您说的很对。
Because love in the material world is based more on the body and the physical attraction. But love for Krishna is transcendental.
因为物质世界的爱是建立在躯体的基础上，是种外在的吸引。而对 Krishna 的爱是超然的爱。
Is there more to her question?
The third part is that our love outside marriage indicate that in the heart of the husband there is a Radha, and in the heart of Krishna there is Krishna.Is that referred the third part is that the outside marriage, the love outside marriage, is it refers to there's Radha inside the heart of the husband and there's Krishna inside the heart of the wife?
No.
不是。
Well, at least in the spiritual sense, both the husband and the wife are feminine in relation to Krishna.
Sorry, Mark, can you... pardon?
In the spiritual world, both the male and the female, the husband and the wife, are both feminine.In relation to Krishna.
Okay. 在灵性世界，无论男女，无论丈夫还是妻子，他们都是在跟 Krishna 的关系当中都是女性的，就是阴性的。
So the love which they feel for Krishna is directed through Radharani. Radharani is...giving the service to Krishna, so they assist Radharani in her service to Krishna.
所以在灵性世界，他们灵性世界对 Krishna 的爱是通过 Radharani 来呈现出去的。
But
他们是协助 Radharani 在服务 Krishna。
But in the material world, we're thinking ourselves to be the enjoyer.
而在物质世界呢，我们自以为自己才是享受者。
The husband's thinking I'm the enjoyer. The wife is thinking I'm the enjoyer.
丈夫就想我是享受者，而妻子就想我是享受者。
Both trying to enjoy each other.
无论丈夫也好，妻子也罢，他们都试图在享受对方。
But we want to come to Krishna consciousness. Both the husband and the wife should understand they're servants of Krishna.
但是，我们希望达到就是 Krishna 知觉的层面，无论丈夫也好，妻子也罢。全部都是 Krishna 的仆人。
And we both want to get the blessings of Krishna, and we can approach Krishna by coming through Radharani.
我们希望得到 Krishna 的祝福，而我们是通过 Radharani 来接近 Krishna 的。
We need Radharani to introduce us to Krishna.
我们需要 Radharani 把我们引荐给介绍给 Krishna。 The next question.
Yeah.
Pancha Patva Das.
Oh.
顶拜 Guru, 感谢主持人。Sri Radha 和 Sri Anuradha 有什么区别？
Oh, Anuradha. Yeah, Anuradha is a different person. It's a different gopi.
Anuradha 是另外一个人，是不同的 gopi.
Yeah. I forget what is the meaning of Anuradha. I mean, one who follows Radha, right? One who follows. I think Anuradha means one who is following Radha.
Anuradha 意思就是一个追随 Radha 的人。
So, two different names for different gopis.
也就是不同 gopi 的不同 gopi 的不同的名字而已。The next question. The next question is from Halo. Radha Rani 和 Krishna 的婚外情是最高的展示，这是不是在鼓励这个世俗婚外情呢？但在这个世界，婚外情可是受到谴责的呀。怎么正确理解这两种婚，就是婚外情 ？How to understand correctly two kind of love?Outside marriage. So you mentioned that the Radharani and Krishna's love、
yeah.
outside marriage is the highest manifestation.
I said that outside of marriage, there's a greater intensity of love and feeling and attachment for each other.
我在讲课当中说到，婚外情彼此之间，他有更加强烈的爱，更加强烈的感受，彼此之间的依附更加强烈。
You know, once you're married, then you know, okay, you have your wife or you have your husband. There's a commitment there. You know, it's you know, it's, everything is arranged, but.Without the marriage, we feel much more excitement and more pleasure.
就是，倘若是正式的这种夫妻关系的话，它是，承诺的，夫妻之间有一个承诺，而且是有一个婚姻的安排。但是，就是婚外情呢，就更加刺激。有更加的，就更加强烈的刺激感。So he asked, is that Krishna consciousness is encouraging this kind of love outside marriage in this world?
No, this love is only found in the spiritual world.In a particular section of Goloka Vrindavan, where the pastimes of Vrindavan are.
不是，我并不是在鼓励这个世界的婚外恋，因为这样的爱，它只是在灵性世界的特定的地区 Goloka Vrindavan 才找到的。
在 Goloka Vrindavan 一部分，不是全部 ，just a part of Goloka。
是在 Goloka Vrindavan 的一部分才有的。
And Krishna consciousness is encouraging the highest morality and the strict following of religious principles and moral principles to cultivate Krishna consciousness.
Krishna 知觉，他推崇的是最高的道德标准，以严格的遵守宗教原则， 这个是培养知识呢知觉的基础。
So without having the proper, without following all the moral principles, then one will not come to the level, will never be able to come to the stage of sadhana, of spontaneous attraction for Krishna.
缺乏严守道德，严格的遵守道德原则这一点，如果还没做到一点，这一点的话，永远达不到对 Krishna 的自发的爱。
We have to understand these pastimes between Radha and Krishna. They are performed when Krishna is a young boy and Srimati Radharani is a young girl.
我们需要明白的一点就是，这样的消时光，它发生的时候呢 ，Radharani 和 Krishna 呢，他们都是小孩子 ，Krishna 还是个小男孩，而 Radharani 只是个小女孩而已。
And there's no influence of mundane sex.
并不存在世俗的，世俗的肉欲的影响。
It's all based on the pure spiritual attraction in the mood of giving pleasure to Krishna.
它全部是基于纯粹的灵性的吸引，这种心态只是就是为了给 Krishna 带来快乐。The next question is also from Halo.
Yeah.
So it's very long. 昨天听Radharani 和 Krishna 爱恋笑的时候，心中升起色欲。一位年长奉献者告诉我 ，Prabhupada 说，这样的话题只有纯粹奉献者才有资格听，我们没有资格聆听这样的话题。如果聆听的话，需要在指导之下聆听。有个奉献者朋友听了后对我说，太甜美了。我真羡慕他启迪三年就能体验甜美，我启迪八年听后还有色欲，这是什么原因呢？应该怀着什么心态聆听 Radharani 和 Krishna 的恋爱逍遥呢？还是等进化之后再聆听呢？
Yeah, you should hear the you have to be qualified to hear the pastimes of Radha and Krishna.You have to hear them in the proper mood.
是的，要聆听 Radha Krishna 之间的逍遥时光需要资格，而且要以正确的心态聆听。
If we carry mundane conceptions into the thought, into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, then we will not get the proper understanding.
如果我们把世俗的概念带进 Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna 的逍遥时光，就不会拥有正确的理解力。
Therefore, the topics of the intimate pastimes between Radha and Krishna, they're not discussed publicly.
所以 Radha Krishna 之间这种亲密的逍遥时光，这种亲密的关系是不会公开讨论的。
Even the name of Radharani is confidential.
连 Radharani 这个名字本身就是机密的名字。
You can look in the preface to the Krishna book.Prabhupada begins the book by saying, when people see the cover of this book, they often ask, who is this, who is Krishna? And then they ask, who is this lady with Krishna?
您可以看就是 Krishna 快乐的全员这部书籍在序言部分， 石勒帕帕的就说道，当人们看到这本书的封面的时候，他们看到这个封面的这幅画，就会不禁会提出问题， Krishna 是谁，而 Krishna 身边的这位女孩又是谁。
So Prabhupada answers, he goes on and he answers who is Krishna, but he never takes up the topic who is the lady with Krishna. He never brings up that matter. He doesn't discuss who is that lady.
Prabhupada 接下来在回答这个问题的时候，他只回答了 Krishna 是谁这个问题，他从来没有提到，没有讨论他身边的女孩是谁这个主题。
So Lord Chaitanya only discussed these topics with very few very very intimate devotees, and generally he did not discuss these topics with other devotees.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他只跟非常少数的几位非常机密的奉献者讨论这样的话题，他一般不和奉献者们讨论这种主题。
So one, it is said however that if one is influenced by lust, then if he hears the pastimes of Radha and KrishnaThen it can help him to conquer over his lusty desires.
但是又说，就当一个人受到色欲的影响的时候，他聆听了 Radha Krishna 之间的这种逍遥时光，就能征服他的色欲。
But one has to have some good basis of Krishna consciousness in order to get that effect from hearing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna.
但是一个人必须在 Krishna 之觉当中有 Krishna 之觉的基础，他才能够聆听 Radha Krishna 之间的逍遥时光的时候，才有这种这种效果。
Some other people may hear pastimes of Radha and Krishna and they become more lusty, more agitated.
其他的人一听到 这段消失光之后，就变得更加色欲，更加就是激动不安了。
And some people may hear the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and they take it to be something very mundane, and out of their own sentiment, they think, oh, very sweet, very nice, because they're thinking, I can also enjoy like this.
还有一些人呢，当他们就会把这 Radha Krishna 之间的恋情呢，当作是世俗的恋情，而且呢，就感情用事，就认为，哎呀，这很甜美呀，这很好啊，我也可以这样享受。
So, hearing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, we have to understand that they're not of this material world.
听到 Radha Krishna 消失光的时候，要明白这个不是这个属于这个物质世界的。
Okay. Any other question?
下一个问题 ，Sitarani Devadasi， 顶拜 Guru。Krishna 抱着 Radharani 的时候突然消失， Radharani 是不是就摔在地上了？那么如果我们在奉献服务中经受打击，是不是首先要考虑自己是不是骄傲了呢？ Obeisance Guru, when Krishna embraced Radharani and suddenly Krishna disappeared,So what about Radha? Then Radha will drop, Krishna will drop Radharani on the ground suddenly. Is that Radharani will suddenly drop to the ground? If we have some obstacle in the devotional service, should we first of all reflect that we have some pride in ourselves?
Well, yes, we should know. Definitely pride is a big obstacle in devotional service.
是的，就是你要明白，骄傲是奉献服务的很巨大的障碍。
And our pride can cause us to also fall to the ground.
这种骄傲会让我们突然之间就摔在地上。
So we have to be careful. We have to be humble. We have to offer all respect to others.
我们要小心，要谦卑，要把全部的敬意都给别的人。
Remember our position. Remember where we're coming from, what kind of past we have before we became devotees, and how we've been so fortunate to come to Krishna consciousness.
我们不要忘记自己的地位，不要忘记我们是哪里从哪里来的，来自哪里的。不要忘记我们在来到 Krishna 之前我们所走过的每一条路，这样我们才会意识到我们来到 Krishna 之觉当中是多么的幸运。
OK， 还有问题吗？
还有一个问题，聆听，请问五个类型的勾皮是在哪部经典当中描述了五种类型的勾皮呢？
Well, they're mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's a purport there where it mentions about the different gopis.
是在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 这部书当中的有一个师节的要旨当中提到了有五种类型的勾皮。
Yeah, we should understand that there are many gopis and they're not all on the same level. Some gopis are more intimate than others.
我们要明白有许多层面的勾皮，有些勾皮跟 Krishna 的关系，它的亲密程度要胜过其他的勾皮跟 Krishna 的亲密。
Just like Krishna dancing Rasa Lila, Krishna's with many gopis.But Radharani gets more pleasure at Radhakund than being with Krishna at Rasa Lila with so many other gopis.
正如 Krishna 跳 Rasa 之舞的时候，Radharani 在 Radhakund 那里感受到的快乐要胜过，就是勾皮们。和众Krishna 和众多勾皮跳 Rasa 之舞的地方。
So Radharani gets more intimate. She has much more intimacy with Krishna there at Radhakund because all of these gopis are not there. So she enjoys more at Radhakund.
Krishna 跟Radha 和 Krishna 之间的亲密程度就是在 Radhakund 这里。更能展现出来，因为在 Radhakund 的那些牧牛姑娘，其他的勾皮不在 Radhakund 的，所以 Radharani 在 Radhakund 的得到更就是更享受跟 Krishna 的关系。
That's described in the Nectar of Instruction.
在《教诲的甘露》一书当中描述了这一点。
Okay.
下一个问题 Chaitanya Rupa Devadasi 顶拜 Guru 请问 Radharani 是得到 Muni 的祝福能做出美味食物取悦 Krishna 我们是不是也要得到特别祝福才能做出美味的食物呢如果这样请 Guru 赐予我仁慈和祝福
Yes, you need blessings, but you need to practice. You need to also make an effort. It's not just only blessings, but you need to also make some effort. You have to practice, you have to learn the art by watching others and learning from others who are good cooks.
是的，是需要祝福，但是也需要练习，也需要努力。不仅是需要祝福，自己还要努力学习这个做饭的艺术，去观察别人是怎么做出美味的食物的。
We have to be willing to make some, to put some energy into the cooking. You know, we like to do everything very fast and very quick and very simple. But if you make it take a little more effort, then you can make it better. Your cooking can be better.
我们要愿意就投入把能量我们的能量投入到就是做饭当中。一般呢，我们喜欢做饭快点做，做速成的，很简单的。但实际上呢，要想做得好，就是需要付出努力，大量的精力才能做一顿很好吃的。
Radharani would work over the hot fires using coals and cow dung, and she would accept that austerity for cooking for Krishna to make delicious food for Krishna.
Radharani 做饭的时候可是在滚烫的这个火炉子上做出的美味可口的食物，也是用那个炭火还用牛粪做出的这种可口食物，他为了 Krishna， 他愿意忍受这些苦行。
So we need blessings, but we need also our own effort.
我们不仅要要祝福，我们自己也要努力。
Not only just blessings, not so simple.
Not so important.
Not so simple. Not so easy. Oh, give me blessings, then it's okay. Then everything done so easy.
Okay. 不是那么简单的事情，就是哎呀，快给我祝福吧！祝福，我得到祝福就能做出好吃的了。不是这么简单的事情。
Okay. 还有问题吗？
有 ，Chaitanya Charan Das。Dimbai Guru Deva, Shri Dham, 诅咒 Radharani, 一百年没有 Krishna, 记不住 Krishna, Shri Dham, 就是对 Krishna 充满愤爱， Radharani 对 Krishna 充满爱，也对 Krishna 充满爱，是奉献服务重要还是爱重要？怎么理解？
This is not in Prabhupada's books. You're bringing up something from which is way outside of Prabhupada. This is a Puranic pastime.
这个不是在帕帕德的书籍当中，这是在帕帕德书籍之外的。您提出的这个是在往事书当中所记载的。
What is his question?
Shri Dhamma cursed Radharani to lose memory of Krishna for 100 years. And Shri Dhamma had much devotion for Krishna, but Radharani had love for Krishna. So which is important, love or devotion, service? How to understand?
There's love means service. If you love someone, then you will serve them.
爱就是服务，你爱一个人就会服务他。
You will be better to read Prabhupada's books than to read all this. I don't know why you're reading up this and bringing this up.
你应该读 Prabhupada 的书，我不知道为什么您读这些书，然后提出这样的问题。
Some Puranic pastime. So when we read these Puranic pastimes, they're very difficult for us to understand.
这些都是往事书当中的消时光，我们读了就我们就很难理解。
还有问题吗？
还有塔鲁尼图西顶拜古瑞牧牛姑娘或者圣人怎么还会有情绪上的波动呢？怎么理解他们的愤怒、嫉妒、骄傲呢？
Well, when they have different emotions like that, it's for the pleasure of Krishna.
他们有这种情绪上的波动，这都是为了让 Krishna 开心，让 Krishna 快乐。
Krishna takes pleasure in these different moods, these different emotions of his devotees.
当他的奉献者就有这些情绪上的波动的时候， Krishna 感到很快乐，很开心。
Because they're all pure devotees, they love Krishna very, very much, and they have this very intense natural love for Krishna, and these different moods are for Krishna's pleasure.They're arranged, these different moods are arranged by Yoga Maya to give more pleasure to Krishna.
他们拥有的全部是纯粹的爱，非常强烈的自发性的爱，全部是为了 Krishna 的快乐。这些是 Yoga Maya 安排的，都是为了 Krishna 的快乐。
下一个。
下一个 Usha Devadasi 顶拜 Guru Deva 翻译和 YY 服务奉献者们，感谢 Guru 实力故事讲课精准扶贫哦，每次听到骄傲课都扎心。请问奉爱瑜伽那位圣人，哪位圣人最谦卑呢？嗯 ，the first
which devotee is humble? No.
Yes, which saint sadhu the behavior of which sadhu is most humble?
Well, the sadhu is humble when he chants the holy name.And offers all respects to others.
就是那位唱诵圣名，并且是把所有的敬意都献给别人的那个那样的人。
And when he tolerates all abuse and insults and nasty dealings of others, he tolerates it without being disturbed.
并且。这样这位圣人他是容忍的，他容忍别人的侮辱，别人的虐待，还有别人的尖酸刻薄的言语，内心是丝毫不受干扰。
Accepting it all is the arrangement of Krishna.
把这一切都当成是 Krishna 的安排。
Okay.
心甘情愿接受。第二问题。在世俗行为上，骄傲在世俗上行为表现指什么？
什么意思？
骄傲在世俗行为哦 ，so if one is very proud in the mundane dealings with others, what's the manifestation? What kind of behavior will?One who is very proud.
Well, that means they're influenced by passion and ignorance. So the lower modes of nature, passion and ignorance, will become more prominent. And we say, pride comes before the fall. They fall down, they fall into material illusion, and they become very arrogant and proud, and then they become angry and irritable,And they don't deal nicely with people.
所以这些都是激情和愚昧低等物质属性的影响的表现。 有一句俗话叫做当一个人骄傲之后随后就会堕落，就骄傲是堕落的序曲。之后呢人就会陷入物质的幻象，他便傲慢自大，目空一切，而且特别容易一触即发，暴跳如雷，和别人的关系也非常不好。
They develop more and more demonic qualities.
越来越多的呈现出恶魔的品质。
Yeah. Okay.
The next part is, can Guru guide us how to pray in Radhastami?
How to pray in Radhastami?
Yes.
We pray to Radharani, please engage me in your service.
我们向 Radharani 祈祷，请让我为你做服务吧。
Give service for the pleasure of Radharani, so that she can serve Krishna.
给我们服务来取悦 Radharani, 这样呢 Radharani 好，就是取悦 Krishna.
So chanting Hare Krishna is very good. Do more chanting.
在 Radhastami 这一天更多的念诵。
Radharani will be pleased.We chant the holy name.
当我们念唱诵圣名 ，Radharani 就会心满意足了。
Of course, when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare means also Radha, so we're chanting her name also. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare means represents Srimati Radharani.
我们念诵 Hare Krishna 的时候 Hare 就是指的 Radharani， 我们就在念诵 Radharani 的圣名， Hare 代表 Radharani。 下一个问题，吴秀红顶拜 Guru 莲花族顶拜奉献者们 Hare Krishna，感恩精彩课程 ，Radha 与圣主 Krishna 最后结婚了吗
？Well, Jiva Goswami had them married in his book in Gopal Champu. There's a book called Gopal Champu written by Jiva Goswami. In his book, he had them married.
Jiva Goswami 有本书叫 Gopal Champu， 在这部书当中 ，Radha 和 Krishna 结婚了。
But in other scriptures, they're not married. Krishna goes to Dwarka and he marries in Dwarka.
其他的经典没有提到就是 Radha Krishna 结婚了，而是 Krishna 后来去了 Dwarka， 就是 Krishna 在 Dwarka 才结婚了。
So in the spiritual world, they're not married.
在灵性世界 ，Radha Krishna 是没有结婚的。
Because Radha and Krishna are one, they're one. Radha is the energy of Krishna.
因为 Radha 和 Krishna 是一体的 ，Radha 是 Krishna 的能量。
So they're inseparable.
所以他们两个是不可没法分开的。
Jiva Goswami had them married because there was a lot of people at that time. In the time of Jiva Goswami, there were many people there. They could not understand. They could not appreciate the mood of the spiritual world. And so, to satisfy their mind, he wrote his book Gopal Champu, and he had Radha and Krishna married.
当 Jiva Goswami 那个年代呢，有很多人不明白 这个能量以及对 Krishna 的崇拜，他们不明白为什么有这样的心态。
他们不明白灵性世界的情况。
哦，他们不明白灵性世界的情况。为了满足他们的心意，Jiva Goswami 他有在这本书当中 Radha Krishna 澄清了。
What is the lowest in the material world is the highest in the spiritual world.
就是物质世界、世俗世界最低低级的情况，是灵性世界最崇高的状况。
OK.
下一个问题是来自于 Jaya Rati 顶拜咕噜，请问牧牛姑娘、幸运女神和 Krishna 在 Dwarka 的16108位妻子都是 Krishna 内在能量的范畴吗？有没有个体灵魂可以提升到这一层面呢？
Yes, that all Krishna's internal potency.
他们都是，是的，他们都是 Krishna 内在能量。
What's the last part? The last part of the question?
The last part of the question is that, are there any jiva, individual soul, who can be elevated to this level?
Yes. Yes, we can. We can become Nityamukta. Although we're eternally conditioned souls just now, we can become eternally liberated souls. And we say go back home, back to Godhead, so we can go back to Krishna's pastimes there, take part in Krishna's pastimes in the spiritual world.
是的，我们可以被提升到 Nityamukta 的层面。我们现在是受束缚的，我们可以被提升到这个 Nitya Mukta 层面，从而回归 Krishna 的，而加入 Krishna 的小时光。
And among the gopis, some gopis are new gopis. They're just going back. They're going back to Godhead. They're just becoming perfect.
在众多的 gopi 当中，有一些是新来的 gopi， 是刚刚回到灵性世界的。
Some gopis, they come from the spiritual world, and other gopis, they are just going to the spiritual world.
有些 gopi 是来自灵性世界的，还有一些 gopi 是，还有一些是刚刚回到灵性世界的 gopi.
Okay, 还有问题？
还有 Chandra Vilasini, Devadasi.顶拜咕噜甜美的莲花族，顶拜奉献者们，抓住明天的机会，我们明天具体做哪些才能得到 Radharani 更多的仁慈以及他的那种奉爱的心态呢？
Well, if we try to serve Krishna with full love and devotion in the mood of full surrender.
当我们以 全然臣服的心态来服务 Krishna， 来怀着奉爱服务 Krishna 的时候，
make a big feast offer for Krishna，
为 Krishna 准备一顿大餐，然后供奉，
and distribute prasadam to everyone，
把 prasadam 派给每个人，
and hear about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna，
还要聆听 Radha 与 Krishna 之间的逍遥。
Okay.
你自己 the next part of the question is that 自己早日培养出对 Guru 对 Radharani 及 Krishna 自发的爱。Next question is from Rajendra Das. 亲爱的 Maharaj， 既然这个世界没有纯爱，为什么我们还要花那么多时间精力建立爱情、友情、亲情呢？那不是瞎耽误功夫吗？还乐此不疲，沉迷其中，不是愚蠢的行为吗？嗯， Dear Mara.
Yeah, there's no pure love in the material world.
是的，在物质世界没有纯粹的爱。
So, why are we bothering to? What is it? What's the question?
Waste so much energy.
To try to become pure.
Yes.
Because we don't belong here in this world. We don't belong in the material world. Our home is in the spiritual world.
The question is that why should we waste so much time and energy to establish this loving relationship and family, this affection in the material world? Since there's no pure love, why we indulge in all these things? Isn't it very silly, foolish?
Well, no, because these things, the material world is a reflection of the spiritual world. So what's there in the spiritual world is also here in the material world, but in the reflected and perverted form.
物质世界是灵性世界的倒影，灵性世界的所有这一切，它在物质世界是以一种扭曲的 反射在物质世界。
So we see these different relationships in the material world, and we feel the difficulties, but we can understand in the spiritual world everything is pure and perfect.
我们看到物质世界有这种种种的关系，而且在这些关系当中都困难重重，但是在灵性世界的这些关系是纯粹，既纯粹又完美的。
So we try to bring people to have more appreciation for the spiritual world.
我们努力让人们对灵性世界就欣赏灵性世界，更欣赏灵性世界。
So people experience the difficulties here in the material world, they can understand more about the spiritual world.
当人们在物质世界体验到这些关系当中的困难的时候，就能够明白灵性世界的关系。
Okay.
Last one.
Yeah.
日方手机 YY 新人顶拜咕噜，为什么比喻成婚外情而不是热恋的情人呢？这样大部分人都会有遐想的。
什么意思
？So why we refer to the relationship between Radha Krishna as outside, loving affair outside of marriage, why we don't mention it as the lover who has fell deeply into love with each other? Because if we say it as the lover who deeply who has fell in love with each other deeply, in that way, most people will have an imagination.
I can't understand.
Because in the beginning of the lecture, you mentioned that there is two kind of
love.
Yes, one is outside and one is inside the marriage.
Marriage, outside of marriage and inside of marriage. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Here we can see that when the couple fell in love with each other before marriage, they love each other very much. They fell in love with each other. They have a very strong emotion. Also, So, why we don't compare love between Radha Krishna as that of love before the marriage, when they fell in love with each other?
Well, you have to understand that the pastimes of the spiritual world, that the highest thing in the spiritual world is the lowest thing in the material world.
要明白，就是在灵性世界里头，最崇高的事物，最崇高的这种情景，在物质世界呢，它的反射是最低级的、最低贱的这种情景。
There is no love in this material world. That love between one person and another is not love. That is simply lust. It's all based on the body, and it's all based on satisfying the senses. It is not love.
物质世界没有爱，在物质世界两个人之间的爱。仅仅是色欲，是基于躯体，两个躯体之间彼此的满足，还有彼此的这种这是两个躯体之间的关系，在这种关系当中没有什么爱，只有色欲。
We speak about love. We don't know what is real love. You have no experience of love. Love is only on the spiritual platform. It's only in relation to Krishna.
我们大谈特谈爱，但是我们对爱没有切身的体验，在灵性层面上才有爱，而且爱只是针对跟 Krishna 的关系才有爱的。
Material world, there is no love. It's all lust. There's so much lust.
在物质世界没有一丝一毫的爱，在物质世界是泛滥的，都是色欲泛滥成灾。
Everyone's trying to enjoy. They think I want to enjoy. They want to enjoy the other person.
在物质世界呢？人人都是试图当享乐者，是我想要享受另外一个人。
So from the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, we can learn what is real love.
从 Radha 和 Krishna 之间的消时光，我们可以从中学到什么是真正的爱。
Okay, so we can stop here now.
我们就讲到这里。
好的。是的，是的，我们结束了，Guru Dev，我们到这里。
Okay, thank you very much, Guru Mani.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Srimati Radharani ki Jai.
Jai.
Jai Jai Shri Radhe.